It's the Alzheimer's Show on WGN Radio. Local.
We're talking with Paul Vallis.
This year alone, violent crime is up another 39%. You need to have a crime prevention strategy.
Informative.
We're talking with Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose.
The Pritzker administration literally knew no bounds during COVID. We just got robbed blind. I mean, literally robbed blind. $5+ billion gone.
Entertaining.
Grammy award-winning poet Jay Ivey. Now that you won your Grammy for The Poet Who Sat by the Door, what do you got in the works for your next album?
Oh, yeah. You know, we cooking, man. We working right now.
The Alzheimer's Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNradio.com. This is the Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to listen in and click on that link. Well, moments ago, Mayor Brandon Johnson introduced CPD Counterterrorism Bureau Chief Larry Snelling as CPD's next superintendent. Following a months-long nationwide search, he won't be fully approved until he's in front of the Chicago City Council. And he came up through the ranks, and I want to get somebody on to talk to me about that. And right now on the phone is John Catanzara. He's the Fraternal Order of Police Lot 7 president. He joins me right now. Hey, how are you?
Good morning. I guess afternoon.
All right. So tell me, first off, was this the right choice for the police department?
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't go wrong with, you know, either Larry Snelling or Angel Navalis. You know, Larry's been around. Larry's a recognizable face. He's a voice. He's done right most, you know, throughout his career at different levels and different assignments. So at this time and juncture of the police department's history and how bad morale was shattered under the previous administration, it's a breath of fresh air to have a clean slate with somebody who gets it.
Yeah, and like I said before in the intro, Mayor Johnson did introduce him in front of everybody, in front of the press today, and Chief Snelling did get time to speak to reporters, and this is a little bit of what he had to say. I want you to listen to this.
The police department and our community members are not two separate institutions, because they can't be. We have to work together by listening and learning from each other. I share the mayor's vision of public safety being supported by the full force of government to address root causes of violence to keep our beautiful city safe. And I want to be clear about my belief in the mayor's vision of the full force of government. We cannot do this alone as a police department. Every member of this city has to be a stakeholder. And I'm willing to sit down, have a conversation with any and everybody within this city to work together to resolve some of the issues that we have and make this city as safe as we can possibly make it.
All right. That was Chief Snelling. We're talking on the phone with John Catanzara, the FOP president, Lot 7. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, when you're in that spot, or when you're nominated for that spot on the verge of it, you definitely now become somewhat of a politician. There's no way to get away from it. David Brown never understood that, never wanted to be there. You know, there's going to be some members who hear that and say probably negative things about Chief Snelling's comments, but I've had a conversation with him shortly after it was official. You know, I just sent him a text message, congrats. And within 20 minutes, he called me back to talk about things we need to do sitting down, focusing on the department members and making their life better, which will translate to making the rest of the city safer and better for everybody. So, you know, this collaborative effort, I'm not challenging, you know, everybody hears it's Mayor Johnson's vision, and right away people cringe. It's a conceptual thing that has different, I guess, interpretations of it. But I know when push comes to shove and officers do things in good faith and in the performance of their duties, I have no doubt that Chief Snelling will be absolutely there to back them up and not let them be thrown under a bus like they have been for several years now.
And that's a good thing to hear. What are the three things that you hope that Chief Snelling will address once he's fully confirmed by the Chicago City Council? If there are three things you were to kind of like put in front of him and say, hey, these are the most immediate things that would help the department, what would they be?
Well, I think two of them are almost a 1A and a 1B, if you will, and that's morale. And it also goes with restructuring the exempt rates and kind of getting rid of some dead weight, which I had said earlier, because there are some major problems of unqualified people being promoted within this department who are making decisions that have no idea what they're doing. They may not ever had any idea what they were doing, and they were only gifted those promotions by people who probably also never knew what they were doing. That dynamic needs to be cleared up and getting rid of for once and for all, and that will go also to morale. And then obviously addressing the working hours and the abuse of the cancellations of days off for no good reason other than just to say we got 2,000 extra officers on the street today. And I know I've had private conversations with them even in the last couple of years as his other assignments dictated. We crossed paths. I know where he's at mentally, and he understands the frustration and the dynamic and the ridiculousness of thinking you can work members into the ground and still get a good work product at the end of the day and then complain when complaints come in about the performance of the police department. It's just such a circular, ridiculous idea, and I know that Chief Snelling gets that.
There you have it. I really want to get your input on this, and thanks so much for joining me to talk about this. This is John Catanzara. He's the FOP president, Chicago Lot 7. Thanks so much for joining me, and hopefully this is the start of a light at the end of the tunnel for Chicago and the violence we've been seeing, and hopefully the morale for the Chicago Police Department will be on the uptick now.
From your lips to God's ears, as the saying goes, let's hope every corner of the city can be safe again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.